From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. 10 times in his 7.5 years as President of the United States, Barack Obama has traveled to some location to console the families of victims of mass shootings. Monday afternoon, he and Vice President Joe Biden were in Orlando, Florida, where early Sunday, 29-year-old Omar Mateen used assault weapons to kill dozens of men and women at a nightclub. At a makeshift memorial site in downtown Orlando, President Obama told those gathered their city was shaken by what he called an evil and hateful act.
These families could be our families. In fact, they are our family. They're part of the American family. And today, the Vice President and I told them, on behalf of the American people, that our hearts are broken too, and that we stand with you, and that we are here for you, and that we are remembering those who you loved so deeply.
Investigators looking into a connection between Mateen and the Islamic State in light of his pledge of allegiance to IS. For the first time, the United States has launched simultaneous strikes against Islamic State from the Mediterranean Sea and the Persian Gulf. The assault began with strikes from the USS Boxer in the Gulf Thursday. The USS Truman has been targeting Islamic State locations in both Iraq and Syria. Government of Eritrea says it has forces have killed more than 200 Ethiopian troops, wounded more than 300 during fighting this week in a contested border area. There has been no independent confirmation of the figures. This is VOA News.